Liz's opinions of people hardened swiftly. When she wrote bad under her mental picture of you, she almost always wrote in ink. If Mrs. Evers had saved 6 kids from a burning school bus, Liz Garfield might well have sniffed and said they probably owed the pop-eyed old cow 2 weeks' worth of milk money. Ted made every effort to be nice without actually sucking up to her. People did suck up to his mother, Bobby knew. Hell, sometimes he did it himself. And it worked, but only to a degree. On one occasion, Ted and Bobby's mom had talked for almost 10 minutes about how awful it was that the Dodgers had moved to the other side of the country without so much as a fare thee well, but not even both of them, being Ebbets Field Dodger fans, could strike a real spark between them. They were never going to be pals. Mom didn't dislike Ted Brodigan the way she had disliked Mrs. Evers, but there was still something wrong. Bobby supposed he knew what it was. He had seen it in her eyes on the morning the new tenant had moved in. Liz didn't trust him. Nor, it turned out, did Carol Gerber. "Sometimes I wonder if he's on the run from something," she said one evening as she and Bobby and S.J. walked up the hill toward Asher Avenue. They had been playing pass for an hour or so, talking off and on with Ted as they did, and were now heading to Moon's Roadside Happiness for ice cream cones. S.J. had 30 cents and was treating. He also had his bolo bouncer, which he now took out of his back pocket. Pretty soon he had it going up and down and all around, whap, whap, whap. "On the run? Are you kidding?" Bobby was startled by the idea. Yet Carol was sharp about people. Even his mother had noticed it. "That girl's no beauty, but she doesn't miss much," she said one night.
"Stick him up, McGarrigle,"
Sully John cried. He tucked his bolo bouncer under his arm, dropped into a crouch, and fired an invisible Tommy gun, yanking down the right side of his mouth so he could make the proper sound to go with it, a kind of from deep in his throat.
"You'll never take me alive, copper. Blast the Muggsy. Nobody runs out on Rico. Ah, jeez, they got me."
S.J. clutched his chest, spun around, and fell dead on Mrs. Conlon's lawn. That lady, a grumpy old Rhymes with Witch of 75 or so, cried, "Boy, you boy, get off there. You'll mash my flowers." There wasn't a flower bed within 10 feet of where Sully John had fallen, but he leaped up at once. "Sorry, Mrs. Conlon." She flapped a hand at him, dismissing his apology without a word, and watched closely as the children went on their way. "You don't really mean it, do you?" Bobby asked Carol. "About Ted?" "No," she said, "I guess not. But have you ever watched him watch the street?"
"Yeah.
It's like he's looking for someone, isn't it?"
"Or looking out for them," Carol replied.